magnitude of devastation wrought by Helene intensifies by the hour as search crews discover more bodies and floodwaters slowly recede, revealing more neighborhoods obliterated by the storm. The death toll across six states soared to 128 Monday, days after Helene made landfall in Florida as a monstrous Category 4 hurricane. Almost 2 million customers still don't have power. And countless families have no idea whether their loved ones survived, as Helene's rampage shredded communication infrastructure. Most of North Carolina's 56 deaths happened far inland. In Buncombe County, at least 40 people were killed, County Manager Avril Pinder said. The county includes Asheville, the scenic mountain city now engulfed by murky brown floodwater. Many shell-shock survivors can't even begin the arduous task of rebuilding because they don't have basic necessities such as clean drinking water, food, cell phone service and electricity. Three tractor trailers full of water arrived in Buncombe County Monday morning, Pinder said. But it is only enough to supply each resident with one day's worth of water. Compounding the tragedy, some roads and bridges that are desperately needed to carry aid or reach trapped victims are now impassable or no longer exist. In addition to the 56 people killed in North Carolina, Helene also killed at least 30 victims in South Carolina, 25 in Georgia, 11 in Florida, 4 in Tennessee and 2 in Virginia.